Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is late night right here on Sports Radio. WEI, it's Patrick Gilroy with you as we'll make our way together for the next 25 minutes until 2 o'clock in the morning.
What are you going to do, Patrick?
Well, what I'm going to do here is, well, we could talk about Marcus Smart. Of course, we could do that. Yeah, we could talk about the Celtics. We could do that. But you know what? No. I am so frustrated. I have been a good employee of this company for the better part of 2+ years now. And I have done everything that they've asked me to do. I'm very grateful for my opportunities to be here. And in no way, shape, or form would I ever want to leave what I'm doing here. I am the lone wolf here when it comes to the fact that I'm thrilled to be doing the late night shift. It's the one shift that works well for my schedule. So while most people want to rise up the board and, you know, grab better opportunities throughout the day, that's not my goal here. I am legit living my goal, and I've got to thank, you know, Joey and Chris and everybody that sort of put this, made this a reality for me. All that being said, everybody knows how busy I am, and it's not to say woe is me because I enjoy my life. So the fact that, you know, I've got a full-time career, I do this at night, and that full-time career is challenging, it's demanding. I travel every week. You know, on top of that, I've got my two kids, and they're at that age right now where my daughter's going to be 12 this summer. My son, he's 8. They're fully engaged every day with their sports and their school, and I try desperately to overcompensate for always being gone. So I involve myself, and I coach basketball, and I coach t-ball, and I do this, and I show up to my daughter's talent shows and her baton twirling, and it's craziness. And the last thing I do is take care of myself and sleep, and that is fine. So on those nights where I don't have to come in here, those nights where I'm not traveling and I don't have to come in here, those nights are few and far between, but they're valued. Now, it's not to say that I want more nights off because I don't. But when the circumstances prevent me from working because the circumstances prevent WEI from really having a legit late night show, then I need to know about it. And that's the problem that I have here. So once a week, I text Chris Curtis my schedule for travel, and we go back and forth for a couple of minutes, and ultimately my schedule is set for the week at that point. And then, of course, if there's a tweak, if he wants me to come in and try to do a 6 to 10 shift or Sunday shift, or if I need to get out early or change something because travel has changed, Chris is always very accommodating. But I don't essentially leave it to the last hour, or better yet, I just don't fail to show up. I don't do that. But this is the second time in 10 days that I've driven in here from New Hampshire. From New Hampshire. It takes an hour. Okay? So my day today consisted of me being in the office for 10 hours, rushing out of the office to go meet the real estate agent at my dead father's house because it's time to sell it. Okay? It, by the way, that wound is still friggin' fresh. But whatever, it's time to sell the house. So I meet her there for a couple of hours talking about staging and what furniture needs to go. And then I look at my watch and crap, it's 7:45. I haven't seen my kids yet today. So I fly home at a ridiculous rate of speed to see my kids so I can maybe eat a meal with my kids, check in on their day, you know, any homework, things like that, you know, parental stuff. But then at 8:45, bye-bye, daddy's got to go because I have to come to work. And I show up here at 20 minutes to 10, ready to do my show prep. And what do I learn at that point? I learn that, Gilroy, what are you doing here? It's the second time in 10 days I heard, Gilroy, what are you doing here, from a producer? Here's the rub of this whole thing. And I'm just using this because WEI has allowed me the opportunity to vent over the years. And I thoroughly enjoy it, and I'm grateful for it because it saves me a lot of money on therapy. Okay? But the fact is this. Back on March 6th, this happened on March 5th. So on March 6th, I get a text from Chris, and you know, he and I have a long-term relationship. I have known him since he was a kid working at 890 ESPN. I was working there as well. We're talking 10, 12 years ago. I respect the hell out of him, but this stuff has got to change. So if Chris is too busy, if he's got too much of a workload to give a damn about scheduling part-timers and weekend guys and overnight guys to make sure that, I don't know, there's actually a shift that needs to be done. Like, I'm not asking for a lot here. I feel like I'm not asking for any more money. I'm not asking for a premier spot here. I'm not asking for anything except the knowledge of when I am needed. That's all. So Chris sends me a nice text. Hey, Patrick, my apologies for last night. I'm going to be sending out a daily rundown of shows so we're all on the same page and I don't screw up like that again. Please confirm that you got them. I said, thanks, Chris. That'll be helpful for all sides. I'm guilty as well. It's a great idea. I got both the emails that you sent today. And he sends another text. Thanks for your understanding. That was 2 weeks ago. And here we are again. There's been no daily email for the last couple of days. And I show up today to do a show. And I should have known better. NCAA tournament. And so my four-hour show that I prepared, the guests that I booked, have to embarrass myself for the second time in less than 2 weeks and cancel my guests, all because Curtis doesn't think about me. And I know where I rank on his list of things to care about. Probably somewhere below the bubblegum stuck in the bottom of his shoe. But I don't care. My time is valuable. And tonight would have been a nice night to, I don't know, spend the night at home with my family, with my kids, maybe not rushed out of my dead dad's house with a real estate agent there. Like, it's always feels like I'm up against it. And I've got to get somewhere else. I've got to take care of somebody else. I've got to help somebody else. And then when I've got the rare opportunity, there's no Celtics game tonight. There was no additional responsibilities. And lo and behold, I don't have to travel. Then I learned that maybe I wouldn't have to come to work, but I'm already here. So at that point, what was my option? I could have gone home at 10, which meant I get home sometime at 11, 11:15, or stick around and hope to do a 1 or 2 hour show, depending on how late these games went. And by the way, to the CBS crew or whoever the hell was producing the post game show there, there is no need to recap all 16 games with highlights and everything else. No post game show needs to go for an hour. So that's my rant. I am so frustrated. And that's on top of the frustration that I'm feeling about the Celtics. That's on top of the frustration that I'm feeling about what that team was unable to do in Philadelphia. That's on top of the frustration that I felt knowing that the Celtics had a 12-point lead at the moment that Marcus Smart got ejected from that game. A 12-point lead. And they blew the lead. And you know what? This is a situation where Philadelphia, they had to have the win. The Celtics, quite frankly, have owned them over the last handful of years. And Philadelphia was in danger of going 0-4 this season against the Celtics. So it was a must-win game for the Sixers. I get that. But this whole thing with Marcus Smart getting ejected, I mean, not for nothing. If you watch the video, and this is what video replay is for, yeah, did he push Joel Embiid? Did he deserve to get ejected from the game? Yep, he did. The $50,000 fine, I feel like that's a little bit, it's a little bit heavy. It's a little bit redundant. Not for nothing, but Joel Embiid was the guy that sort of instigated the whole thing. And, you know, he gets away with it because he's goofy, he's big Joel Embiid, and Marcus Smart's known as kind of an instigator himself around the league, right? So that's a problem that I've got here because the Celtics, they don't have the luxury of losing their best two defensive players. That's what happened last night. And they still had an opportunity to win the game. They still had a golden opportunity to win the game despite the fact they lost Aaron Baines, despite the fact that Marcus Smart got ejected. And ultimately, Marcus Smart, he was fined $50,000 for forcefully shoving 76ers center Joel Embiid to the floor in last night's game. And now the Celtics find themselves in a situation where they legitimately cannot catch the 76ers. It's over. They can't catch them. So now the four seed is really the best that they can do. And that's really, really hard to swallow if you're a Celtics fan, because going into this season, this team was far and away the favorite to win in the Eastern Conference. And here they are. They're going to be lucky to back into the four spot. The Pacers, they lost today to the Golden State Warriors. So now the Celtics are just a half game behind Indiana for the number four seed. Despite losing last night, they picked up half a game. And they'll have an opportunity on Saturday to actually pick up the other half a game that they need and tie the Pacers for the number four seed, with still two games remaining against the Pacers, with 9-10 games remaining on the season. So the number four seed is still there for the taking. The number four seed is still there for the Celtics. And I guess that's something for this team to shoot for. But Brad Stevens, he is really on my last nerve. I don't know who's on my last nerve more, Chris Curtis or Brad Stevens. Because if Brad Stevens continues to overplay Marcus Morris, I think I'm going to lose my mind. I mean, when you look at the amount of minutes that Marcus Morris continues to get, and then when you compare and contrast those minutes to, I don't know, a guy like Jaylen Brown, who I think has got an enormous amount of upside, who helped carry the Celtics through the playoffs last year. And I know that Marcus Morris has got value, and I understand what he brought to this team the first 8 weeks of the season. But it's been a long time since Marcus Morris was that guy. So now, you know, the last couple of games, going into this week, what did I tell you guys on Sunday? I said, this is going to be a huge gut check week for the Celtics with two big games. Not for nothing, Denver, wire to wire, has been dominant all season long. I believe right now they're a half game behind the Golden State Warriors for first place in the Western Conference. That tells you how good they've been all year long. But that was a winnable game at home. And the Celtics, despite the fact that the Nuggets have got a better record, I'll make the argument all day long, they've got more talent on their roster. That is a game that this team, if they have really flipped that switch that they talk about, that's a game they should have won. That is a game they should have had. They blow that game at home. But then the Philly game, there's no excuse at all for this. In another game here, you got Marcus Morris, 35 minutes again. So in these two games versus both Denver and the Sixers, Morris plays 35 minutes. Against Denver, Jaylen Brown, he played 20 minutes. And against the Sixers, Jaylen Brown played 28 minutes. Against the Sixers, Jaylen Brown took three shots. Three shots. I'm sorry, but Brad Stevens has got to do something about this. Brad Stevens, this is your responsibility. This is your job. And right now, you've got massive, massive issues going into the final stretch of the season here. And every time this Celtics team looks like they've turned that corner, they take two steps back, which is exactly what has happened this week. And I don't understand the fascination with Marcus Morris. I don't. He's a good player. There is a role for him on this team. When the Celtics acquired him, he was supposed to bring toughness. He was supposed to bring a mental edge, attitude. He was the LeBron stopper. He was somebody that could give you occasionally 8, 12 points maybe a night, but not somebody that you were supposed to rely on. Not somebody that you were supposed to trust to shoot up 15, 16, 17 shots a night and have the green light from three whenever the hell he wants it. Brad Stevens is supposed to be one of the top two, three coaches in the NBA. But it seems to me that most Celtics fans that tweet me, that text the show, that call into the show, most Celtics fans understand that Marcus Morris, he has outplayed his value here. He has. You know, the Celtics, they rode him for as long as they could earlier this season, and God bless them for doing it. They needed somebody to step up, and Marcus Morris was that guy. But not anymore. He's not that guy. And if this trend continues into the playoffs, then sayonara to the Celtics. You know, it's just not a good situation with 9-10 games remaining in the season, and Jaylen Brown still, it looks like he does not have a defined role on this team. He doesn't have the confidence to take, I don't know, the amount of shots that Marcus Morris takes. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So it is Sports Radio WEI. It's a very abbreviated edition of Late Night. When we come back, I'll talk to you guys about Kirk's new podcast that he put out there today. It was a good podcast, but I feel like Kirk may have lost his edge and lost his fastball with 6 months off the radio. I'll tell you why when we come back right here on Sports Radio WEI. It is Late Night right here on Sports Radio WEI. So I got to say, earlier today, I thoroughly enjoy, by the way, listening to Kirk's podcast, Enough About Me. And, you know, congratulations. He put out his 100th episode. So whether you love Kirk or hate Kirk, it doesn't make a difference to me. Everybody's got their opinions. But the fact is, he's still putting out great content for the company in which I work for. So when he does one of these, I always listen with a keen ear because, quite frankly, I miss the guy on the air. But today he put one out, and it was sort of this dual interview. So in part one, he talked to this woman, Lisa Thompson, who is the vice president of policy and research at the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. So, of course, you know, this whole thing was about the Robert Kraft situation. And Kirk's interview with her was this peaceful, respectful conversation. And I didn't expect it to go that way. And that's why I sort of think that maybe him being off the air for as long as he's been off is not good for Kirk's edge. Because this lady was, you know, bat you know what crazy. She was nuts. I mean, she's the type of person that legitimately believes that Robert Kraft is a rapist. Kirk actually asked her. He said, if at this point, if you go jump out of the bushes and you knock over a woman, you knock her out, and you forcefully force yourself inside her, is that the same thing in your mind as what Robert Kraft accused of doing. And she flat out said yes. She says that this guy, Robert Kraft, needs to sell the team. He should be out of the NFL. And they're petitioning the NFL, petitioning Roger Goodell to get Robert Kraft out of the league. And Kirk didn't lose his mind. He didn't get loud. He didn't get boisterous. He wasn't the Kirk Minahan that we all have come to know and love over the years. Kirk, wake the hell up, brother. You got to wake up. Enough about me. You got to do something about yourself, man. You got to get that edge back. So this has been fun. This has been a fun, 20-minute edition of Late Night. My name is Patrick Gilroy. I'll be back again this weekend. Until then, enjoy the NCAA tournament. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.